Rod Cologne from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio. Online at blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer. Own Your Career is the first radio program of its kind, helping students and professionals run their career as a business. I call it being the CEO of Me, Inc., and you can do it. I will answer your career management questions for the next 30 minutes. I'd love to hear from you and take your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's great being back on radio. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, careers today are not what they were several years ago. You know, the traditional career path paradigm featured a linear upward progression within the safety net of long-term employment. Today, one of our careers is more likely to be driven by the person, not the organization, and reinvented by the person from time to time as the person and the environment change. Some even suggest that tomorrow's career won't be so much a gradual mountain climb as a series of short hills or learning stages as the person switches from job to job and from firm to firm. You know, the psychological contract between employers and workers have changed. Yesterday's employees traded loyalty for job security. Today, employers exchange performance for the sort of training and learning and development that will allow them to remain marketable. This, in turn, means that the aim of HR activities like selection and training are now somewhat broader. In addition to serving the company's needs, these activities must now be designed to serve employees' long-run interests. In particular, they must encourage the employee to grow and realize his or her full potential. So, you know, one of the things as far as in managing your career as a business, and that was, you know, out of the Startup of You by Reid Hoffman, and there was a lot of research being done, and it's really what I've been watching over the years is I've been helping thousands of professionals manage their careers, that when they, this paradigm shifts in their mind from employee mindset to career ownership, to being the CEO of me, it's amazing the transformation that goes on. And once again, we're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Cologne, and we have our first caller. Go on ahead. This is Rod Cologne. Welcome to Own Your Career.
Good morning. Good morning. We just want to make sure that we're calling the right show, but it sounds like we're talking to Rod Cologne.
Yes, you are. Welcome. Excellent. And your question or comment today?
Yes, at this point, I am very interested in pursuing a career. I know a lot of folks, but at this point, we're knowing someone and getting someone and working with someone for your mutual benefit has always been a challenge. What besides knowing individuals on a personal basis, how can we move that to a more business, a mutually beneficial business relationship?
Yeah, great question. And your name again?
My name is Tony.
Tony. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you.
The thing of taking an individual as far as when you network with them is how can you be of help to that individual, which for many, it's kind of like, what do you mean? I have a purpose. I want to do everything I can to leverage this relationship and conversation. So it's always about your goals and your interests. But what we really have practiced over the years, and this is really out of the strategy of Rick Frischman and Joe Lublin in their book Networking Magic, which is about helping first. So if we're at a networking event, Tony, what I'm really interested in finding out about you and what your goals are. And a good friend of mine, Don Gabor, you know, writes it up as, so I want to talk about either, we use the four methodology, which is family, occupation, recreation, and motivation. So if I'm able to, either through your conversation about your family or conversation about your occupation or recreation or motivation, I want to see how I can connect the dots. How can I be of help to you? Who can I introduce you to, which then locks in the follow-up, which will then lead to more conversations. So if your goal up front is to simply, you know, let me see what I can get out of this right now, it's almost like, you know, mom in her garden planting her seeds. It takes a while for that seed to become a tomato. Matter of fact, it takes months. And same as networking. So, but once you've established a relationship with them and you're going back and forth, this is where it's the opportunity to see what do they do, what are their core competencies, see who they know, certainly through LinkedIn, a powerful tool, and then ask for an introduction, ask for their help. No, don't be shy. All right. Well,
that's certainly. I have a follow up question to that. Once you've identified an opportunity that you can help the individual, that's certainly. Should I offer that, or is that something that would that be asking too much, or maybe putting yourself into a position that would be maybe even a little embarrassing?
Let me get that again. So you're saying you'd like to introduce this person to someone else?
Yeah, thinking that they actually may be a fit for something that they may have no knowledge and or interest in.
So let me get this right. So the thing is you're trying to introduce them to someone or something that they're not interested in? I'm not following.
Right. In other words, that may not even be aware of, but that you've been made aware of, and that they may be a good fit.
No, you just bring it to their attention, and you always, you're being a good buddy, a good help, a good support. There's nothing wrong with that. An individual can always say, if we're networking and you're saying, Rod, would this be of interest to you? Would a connection to this type of person be helpful to you? I would say, no, that's okay. No, not really. And then your question back to me with, what would be? What could be someone? What would be the sweet spot? If I knew somebody, who would they be? What would their title, where would they work? Now we're really starting to hone in on to almost laser-like networking as to really helping and supporting each other.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Fantastic.
Well,
Tony, thank you so much for calling in to Own Your Career.
Thank you.
All right, this is you're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey on Blog Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer, and I'm taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. We actually had some, we got another call coming in. Let's see. Welcome to Own Your Career. Go ahead.
Hi,
welcome
to Paul.
Own Your Career. Yes, go ahead.
Am I on the radio? Okay.
Yes, sir, you're on the radio. You're on
you.
Live with Rod Colon and Own Your Career.
Thank you, Rod. It's Paul. I'm interested in knowing if you're looking for a career change, or not even a career change, just another position, yet your position is quite stable where you are. How do you look in confidence and still succeed in finding a new position?
Paul, great question. First of all, we're going to take two routes. One is you certainly can take a look at what I call the spot market by looking at Indeed or Simply Hired or really any board that shows you opportunities inside the organization. And you want to really at this point go after things that are a 70%, 80% match. And you're concerned, right? So you're now concerned that who's on the inside that may tip somebody off inside the organization that you're working at. So
exactly.
This is where, if I'm in your position, Paul, I would look at the opening, build my case personally. So I must first believe this is a great spot for me. Because since I'm working and I'm fairly happy, I'm just keeping my eyes open, it's got to be something compelling. We don't know about the money yet, but we certainly do know that this position will offer X plus more. So what I want to do then is I want to go on LinkedIn and look for individuals level one and level two. So when we network, especially specifically using LinkedIn, our network is level ones and twos. Most individuals simply look at it as level one. I look at it as level one and two. And I'm going to be looking for individuals that are probably not early on in human resources. I will probably look for individuals who either work in the department, work with that department, or similar titles, and just reach out to them and say, I may know of some individuals who may be interested in this type of a role. Tell me more. What do you think? Just to kind of explore as to what you got. So when you're really sensitive about, any information coming back. The other part is if you're looking at just exploring, that there's no specific opportunity, I will go on LinkedIn and look for individuals who have similar titles in similar core industries and begin to talk to them, not about specifically I'm interested in a job, just about the organization, about keeping their eyes, my eyes open, kind of going from there, level ones again and level twos, okay? And I'm also going to look for individuals who hire someone with my title. So if I'm in a director level and I know that an executive manager or a managing director is the right level that typically hires someone like me, I'm going to look for individuals like that to find out what's going on. So you say, well, Rod, do I call the level two? Do I call the individual who I don't know? No, not at all. You reach out to your level one, the person you know, and ask for an introduction to this individual. And they may ask you, hey, Paul, why? Why do you want to talk to this person? Well, you know, I'm just exploring opportunities. I'm keeping my eyes open. I'm looking at the industry. I'm looking at, you know, this individual has X amount of background, which I think I could pick up on or whatever, and begin the process. If you have a strong level one network, usually they won't decline that offer unless they just don't know that person that you're looking for very well. So that would be the process if you're really uncomfortable. One thing, though, that when I work with individuals and they're really uncomfortable about, oh, my goodness, God forbid somebody, you know, somebody in my company gets a heads up as to I'm looking, go on LinkedIn and run a search of everyone in your company that's on LinkedIn and what they're actually sharing. And many times that kind of just opens up the, wait a second, you know, my manager is here, everyone's on it, look at what they're sharing, look at the posts that they have in their groups. And it kind of opens up your eyes and kind of just relaxes you a little bit to say, you know, it's we're not under, the state watch here. So, but once again, you own your business, you own your career, you're Paul Inc., and you have to operate within your comfort level of your, you know, corporate culture. But that would be the way that I would approach it. I would cover it from, you know, what's on the spot market that I like and kind of ask some questions, almost like the old-fashioned Columbo, or go about it in what we call the hidden job market, which is simply having good conversations. And when someone says, hey, Paul, I'm really excited about what we're doing here, and, you know, why is that? And then we'll kind of go from there.
That sounds very helpful. I certainly appreciate the help.
No problem. Hey, Paul, thanks again
thank
for
you.
Calling
Have a good
on
morning.
Your career. My pleasure. Thank you so much. And this is Rod Colon with Own Your Career. We're taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. And we've got our next call on the line. This is Rod Colon. Welcome to Own Your Career. Your question or comment?
I'm actually just listening. I just tuned in, so I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the entire call is about. So if you don't mind, I'd appreciate just continuing to listen.
Sure. No problem. Looking forward to it. Just stay on. You can actually just, if you go on blogtalkradio.com/ownyourcareer, you can actually listen to it from your computer or iPad or iPhone or any other device like that. So you don't have to do it just from calling up the number.
Okay, thank you, but I don't have internet, so.
No problem. Enjoy. We'll put you on. We'll put you on mute. So just listen in and enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. So here we go. Here are a couple of questions that I've got in the mailbag this week. Rod, doesn't this whole process seem like an awful lot of work just to find a job? What the individual Jennifer is referring to is the 7-step job search methodology, which is step one, you truly believe that you own your career, you're the CEO of Me Inc. Step two is you identify the market demand. Step three, you identify advocates. Step four, you build a value proposition. Step five, you take this powerful value proposition, your paperwork, to your network. To your advocate. Step six, you follow up. Step seven, repeat the process. So here it goes. You know, Rod, doesn't the whole process seem like an awful lot of work just to find a new job? In the black hole, I'm done within 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Your methodology looks as if it could take weeks, maybe even months. And, you know, the whole piece here is that what we look at is there is a strategy. I think about it about a business and the life cycle of identifying a client, identifying the need, submitting your paperwork, and closing the deal. It takes some time. The thing is, when working the black hole, it's very easy. We just hit the submit key. But the probability of response to that submission is less than 5%. Matter of fact, about 5 years ago, my son, Nick, at that point was my intern, and he submitted my generic resume for, I think there were about 2,000 or 3,000 HR spots during that summer. And I got back maybe 6-7% response, of which 50% was, Rod, are you sure you're right for this role? I think out of that I got 2 interviews. Because I just wanted to test the process, you know, just submitting into the black hole. What we find that using the 7-step methodology is that in over 80% of the submissions using the 7-step job search methodology, that means identifying 10 advocates inside the organization, 80% of the time we're getting some type of feedback, and that's cool. So for Jennifer, who's saying, is this a lot of work? Yes, but you get great response. So when we value our time, or what we call, you know, return of investment of time, is significantly better than submitting five minutes into the black hole with less than 5% response. We got another question here from Carlos. And Carlos says, why do I have to call advocates as opposed to emailing them, which is so much faster? Once again, it's about high touch. Right? So we operate as Me Inc. business owners using and leveraging high tech and high touch. And when I ask individuals, are you more comfortable emailing someone or calling them? And this is about marketing who you are and sharing who you are and telling your story. And many times an individual says, no, Rod, I am much more comfortable in emailing an individual my background. And I say, well, yeah, I agree, and you're probably more comfortable, but what's more effective? Right. And they kind of look at me and they squirm a little bit, and yeah, I guess you're right, but you know, Rod, I'm just uncomfortable, right? And yeah, I understand. Being the CEO of Me is not something that we picked up in high school. It's probably not something our mom and dad talked to us about. It's not something we picked up in college, and certainly not something corporations are telling us about. But it's something we need to do. And ultimately, when we have conversations with individuals, there's a back and forth, is, you know, the old-fashioned full duplex conversation, back and forth. And I want you to feel that by having a conversation with someone, you can ask questions, you can get a lot more information, they could get a sense for you and your competency and your personality. That's, you know, sometimes we just can't get that on an email, not that back and forth. And emails can take forever to find somebody. So I would encourage you, as I typically say in my coaching sessions and talks, if you're uncomfortable, if you feel somewhat awkward, then you're doing the right thing. Yeah. Being the CEO of Me is about being comfortable and being uncomfortable. So you're listening to Rod Colon on Own Your Career, right? This is a wonderful, you know, new show, Own Your Career, and back on radio, all excited for it. I said this morning I was all squirming. I said, oh, get myself all ready. And so, yeah, you listen to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey. Yeah, the home of Six Flags Great Adventures on Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/Own Your Career. And I'm taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-857-3320. Here goes another question from the mailbag. Why do I have to recreate a resume when I have a template for a core work skill, right? Why do I have to recreate a resume when I already have what many would say a generic resume? And here's the reason why. If I worked for you and you were paying me a good six figures to market you and market your business and sell your business and close accounts, do you really want me using a generic template as your proposal for your organization? Probably not. And here you are as the business owner, and you have spent quite a bit of time, as we say, planting seeds and kind of getting it ready with fertile growing and fertile soil and Miracle Grow and all that good stuff. And finally, you turn over this potential client to me to market, to sell, and to make it happen. And they're looking for X, and I've simply given them our standard proposal off the shelf, which covers many things that you don't need. And after some conversation, you say, well, you know, Ron, I'm not looking for A, B, C, D, E, and F. I'm just looking for A and B. I said, well, you know, this is what we have. In essence, you're going to say, well, thanks, Ron. You know, I really appreciate it. You'll go back to the owner and say, you know, you got a wisest person trying to pitch A, B, C, D, and E when all I have and need is A and B. I do that a couple of times for you, and you're paying me six figures. I can tell you where I'm going to be. I'm going to be on the unemployed line, right? So I'm fired. Once again, owning your career is about having complete and total responsibility of the entire process. That's what it is, CEO. Okay? So that means you're also the CMO, the chief marketing officer, and the CFO, and all the other things as well. You're responsible. It's your role. Your network becomes... You know, the power of the network is that in your network you will find advisors, you're going to find advocates, sponsors, mentors, and that's the beauty of the network. So the reason why we target a resume, and this is part of our step four value proposition, is that we really want to differentiate ourselves from everyone else. Like any business, we're competing. And once again, these are things that many times are not covered in high school and in most colleges, and certainly in corporations, they're not sharing this. They're getting better at it, but it's just not, you know, the training is just not there. Well, you really want to differentiate yourself, not for the oddities, but for the unique, great qualities that you have specifically to the level of interest and need of the client. So, Linda C., I hope that has helped you. You're listening to Own Your Career. This is Rod Colon from Jackson, New Jersey. On Blog Talk Radio, online at blogtalkradio.com/Own Your Career. I'm taking your calls at 347-857-3320. That's 347-850-3320. It's 23 after the hour. Got another question here from in the mailbag. Do I have to tell an advocate about my work with other advocates in the organization? Oh, great question on the networking here. So our strategy is that when we work in the organization and we look for 10 advocates, right, and many will say, Rod, why do I need 10 advocates inside an organization where I've identified an opening? So, well, the reason why is you're not going to get all 10. You'll probably find out there are about 3 to 5 that you actually will get a hold of that, you know, will respond over a period of time. You'll get the others towards the end, but you want those to come in from immediately, as fast as possible, right? So you get 3 to 5 out of the 10. And sometimes the connectors don't know the advocates that well, so it happens. So you figure, you know, 3 to 5. Now, if I'm working with one advocate and they're willing to do something for me, and then I have a conversation with another advocate, I let everyone know on the team. And that's what I look at. They are members of my team. Okay? And I tell each one what's going on. I may not share the names of the individuals, so I don't have to do that, but I'll let them know that I have others working on certain things so they're not doing the same thing, or they're not saying or speaking to someone. Oh, yeah, we already know that. Someone else said that to them. I like to manage that information, but I do look at it as a team. And certainly, you know, to those who know me personally, I love sports, and we're always using sports analogies. So from that standpoint, you know, think of a basketball team and how well they're working together. That's what I look at here. Everyone has a different role. So that's the reason why we want to keep our advocates informed as to what's going on. Right? Another person here, Charlie from Atlantic City wrote, "What is an advocate worksheet? What is an advocate worksheet?" Well, what we look at, and we've actually modified that advocate worksheet to be the seventh step job search worksheet. And it's an Excel spreadsheet which covers basically three aspects of the job search, and they're tabs, right? So the first tab is around opportunities, jobs that you've identified that are 70% or better match. The second tab is related to conversations you're having in the hidden job market with individuals that you're going to follow up with. And the third tab is around opportunities you've identified that are not a 70% or better match. So with those that are not a 70% or better match, really all we do is submit our generic resume into the black hole and just let it go. The reason for that is I'm really, in my corporate culture, so in Rod Cologne Consulting, in my business, I'm just not comfortable in reaching out to my network when it's not a strong fit. It's what I wrote about yesterday in my article to the group about protecting the connectors, protecting our network. So I want to make sure that when I engage my network, these are really strong positions that I'm going after, and I am convinced, right? So for those positions that are not a 70% or better match, I submit, and I look at it as, you know what, it's like buying a lotto ticket, and I pay a buck or whatever it is, and maybe I'll hit it, but you know what, I'm not building up this expectation that, I got a job, I got my interview, where many individuals will say to me, look, I submitted my resume to 10 positions this week into the black hole, and I'm all excited. I said, really? Were you a 70% or better match? I have no idea. But did you know anybody inside? No. Do you have any advocates? No. Do you have anyone helping you out in any way? No. Okay. And you're excited about that. All right. Well, what happens is to those individuals is they have this unrealistic expectation. And after 3 weeks of not hearing from anyone, their self-confidence, their motivation, everything just goes to a screeching halt. So we don't want to work it that way, right? The second tab is about just simply conversations that are going on with individuals and following up. That's the key. The hidden job market is about collecting information and following up. The first tab is about exactly, you know, where's the opening, who's the contact, who are the 10 advocates, who are the connectors, and it lays it all out. So if you're interested in getting a copy of the 7-step job search worksheet, just drop me an email to rod@rodcologne.com, and I'll be happy to get that over to you. All right? So you can send that to me at rod@rodcologne.com. Well, I tell you, it's been fun. We had a great week, great start to the program. I'll be back next Saturday, and we'll certainly run it for half an hour in the month of August, and we'll see how it goes into September. We'll probably look at expanding it to about an hour. We'll figure out the dates, but it's been a lot of fun. So to find out more information on how to own your career, visit my website, rodcologne.com. That's Rod, RodCologne.com. Some folks think cologne may be spelled C-O-L-O-G-N-E, something like that. No, it's just Rod Cologne. Think of the intestine, and you got the right spelling, but it sounds like the fragrance. I'd love to hear from you during the week. You can contact me. You can email me at rod@rodcologne.com. I appreciate you for listening in. I love the callers. Always great to hear from you and your questions and comments. We know how difficult it is to own your career. Thank you for listening in. And looking forward to taking your calls next week. Remember, to own your career, and as I always wrap up all my emails, keep networking alive. This is Rod Cologne with Own Your Career.